طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Pardon us for the delay in getting started. Schedule change has made a little difficulty getting back from the masjid, but alhamdulillah, inshallah, next week we should be able to work it out. And from today, inshallah, this will be the new time for the book one class. Inshallah, we'll be starting on time, hopefully next week at 12:30, and the class will be for an hour and a half until 2 o'clock. As far as the book two class, if anybody's also attending that, then we're going to have a break for Asr, and we'll come back at 3 o'clock until 4:30. So the first class is going to be from 12:30 until 2 o'clock, and the second class is going to be from 3 to 4:30, inshallah. Okay, so if we look at the proposed schedule for the homework assignments for week 28, this previous week, this being our 29th session, today this is our 29th session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, Mustawa al-Awwal, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. If we look at our schedule for this week, we should have been reviewing some of the earlier lessons from 1 through 7. Yani that's the suggestion, but in any case, the important thing is that we actually are engaged in constant review of the earlier lessons that we have taken. The second part of the homework assignment was the weekly homework review sheet, number 14. Okay, so we've been doing these sheets every week for some time now. And the purpose of the weekly review sheet is for us to go over some of the matters that we have covered previously, and it's in the form of like an examination or a test, brief test or quiz, and each one is dealing with different topics. So last week's topic, as I mentioned, was dealing with Zarf al-Makan, the adverb of place, and we studied some of these adverbs in various lessons that has preceded, in lesson number 5, lesson number 8, lesson number 9, and lesson 10. We had different adverbs of place. Yani, so these adverbs that are in this sheet, tahta, amama, khalfa, inda, ma, all of these we covered previously. So this is just a brief exercise, yani, to test how well we have understood the concept of the adverb of place, and how it functions in a sentence, and what happens to the word that follows it, being mudaf ilayhi majrur, and so on like this. Okay, so we're going to go to that. And then after that, we're going to get into the new lesson 16. Last week, we went over the English key and vocabulary for lesson 16, and we also went over the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson on page 92. And that text is a very brief text. We went over it quickly at the end of the session last week, so we're going to go back to it again this week. We're going to look at the English key on page 46 and 47. We're going to look at the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson on page 92, and then we're going to try to do the exercises for this lesson. There are 4 exercises, and then there are 2 charts that we want to examine also at the end of this lesson. So let's see how much of it we're going to be able to cover today. Inshallah, we have a few extra minutes today. Instead of an hour and 15 minutes, we have an hour and a half, and that's how it's going to be, inshallah, for the yani sessions to come until there's a major change in the time schedule. Okay, so let's get right into it. As far as the review of the earlier lessons, all I'm going to mention today, I'm just going to remind us of the importance of reviewing the earlier lessons, especially certain concepts. Yani from the important concepts that we studied previously is the concept of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, we're going to come at the end of the book in lesson 22 and a follow-up in lesson 23. We're going to deal with this topic, mamnu' min as-sarf, but we're going to collect all the categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf that we have covered in this level 1 course. Okay, so we're going to see the feminine proper noun that we took in lesson 4. We're going to see the adjectives on the pattern of yani like jaw'an and afshan from lesson 9. We're going to see the masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta, that category of nouns that we took in lesson 10. And we're going to see some broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf that we took in lesson 13. So we're going to see all of these groups of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf and whatever we take, yani in the coming lessons, we're going to see all of them collected together in one lesson, lesson 22, and the follow-up on it in lesson 23, we're going to see that in the end. But I want to emphasize the importance of understanding the concept of words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf, going back to those lessons, and looking at the different categories that we've taken already, and keeping in mind that a word that's mamnu'un min as-sarf, what's special about it is that it doesn't make all the changes of a normal noun. Yani it doesn't change from dhamma to kasra to fatha. Okay? So a word that's mamnu'un min as-sarf, when it's marfu'un, it takes dhamma. And when it is mansub, it takes fatha. But when it's majrur, it doesn't take kasra. Okay? We say it is majrur, but the sign that it's majrur is a secondary sign. That is, when it's majrur instead of kasra, it takes fatha. Okay? So words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf, when they are majrur, they do not take kasra. And likewise, words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf, they don't take tanween. Okay? They don't take tanween. Even if they don't have alif lam, they don't take tanween. So this is the special characteristic of words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf. Please go back and review this concept and make sure that you understand it well. The other concept that I want you to look at carefully is the concept, the difference between the dharf al-makan that we're going to look at in today in the weekly review sheet. Dharf al-makan and the harf jar. Yani dharf al-makan is an adverb of place and harf jar is a preposition. And both of them resemble each other in the sense that the word following each of them is going to be majrur with kasra as the primary sign of it being majrur. So sometimes people get mixed up between ila and ala and fi and min. Those are prepositions. The word following it, we say it's majrur, and the sign that it's majrur, primary sign, is kasra. Words like tahta and amama and fawqa, these are adverbs of place, and the word following them is mudawfun ilayhi, and for that reason it's majrur. So there are two reasons, two primary reasons why a word is majrur. One is because it's mudawfun ilayhi, as the words are which follow a dharf al-makan, and the other reason is that a noun is the object of a preposition, and therefore it's majrur as well. So these are the two primary reasons why a word is majrur. Please go back and study the concept of dharf al-makan and the concept of harf jar. So we had the huruf jar in various lessons in 4 and 6 and 10 and so on. We have dharf al-makan in lesson 5, 8, 9 and 10 and so on. So it's spread throughout, yani, the lessons that we have taken previously. But go back and look at some of those lessons and try to identify which words are adverbs of place and which words are prepositions and the rule concerning each of them, even though the word following each of them is majrur, but these words have different functions and they have different meanings, and you need to distinguish between them. The other thing that I want to mention, and then I'm going to close with this, is study the past tense verb. We're going to study it in detail in book 2, but for now, the conjugation of the past tense verb, we started in lesson 4, we had it in lesson 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15. So by now, we should have the full conjugation of the past tense verb, and everybody should have memorized the patterns, or the wazn, the awzan, for the past tense verb, how you conjugate the verb. For the first person singular, the habtu, first person plural, the habna, and second person, third person, masculine and feminine. We should know all of the forms of the past tense verb by now. So these are the things that I wanted to mention in our just quick review, and encourage you to please be constantly engaged in muraja. Okay, in front of us today is a big lesson. Okay, a big lesson. Before we do it, we're going to just look at yani words that are yani adverbs of place. Okay, so we have in the homework weekly homework review sheet, page 14, on the top of the page, we have tahta, amama, khalfa, inda, and ma'a. Okay, each of these words yani comes under the category of dharf al-makan. What do we mean by dharf al-makan? We mean an adverb yani that indicates the place of something. Underneath, in front of, behind, yani in the presence of, along with someone, and so on like this. Okay? So the instruction says these yani five words are words that we had previously in earlier lessons, and this lesson is a review in the form of an exam or a test or a quiz. Okay, the instruction says Rattib al-kalimat al-atiya litukawwina minha jumlatan wadbut awakhiraha. Yani rearrange the words to make a sentence. The words that's in a circle, rearrange them to make a sentence. Write the correct word endings. وضبط وضبط أواخرها. يعني meaning, put the vowel on the end of each word so that we know, يعني that you understand its function and what is its إعراب. Is it مرفون with ضمة? Is it مجرور with كسرة and so on. Okay? Rearrange the words to make a sentence and make sure you يعني vowel the endings of the words. Okay, so the first three words is الفصل, الطالب, and أمامة. Three words. الفصل means classroom, الطالب, the student, and أمامة means in front of. Alright, so rearrange them to make a sentence. Alright, for example, الطالب أمام الفصل. يعني the student is in front of the classroom. So what we want to note here is that أمامة is a ظرف, and the word following it, الفصل, is مضاف إليه مجرور. The concept of إضافة is in lesson 5. Please go back to it if you have any question about it. يعني we studied the concept of إضافة. So adverbs, the word following them are all in إضافة. Okay, we studied the general concept of إضافة in lesson 5. And then we had these adverbs which come under the rule of إضافة because the word following them are considered to be مضاف إليه مجرور. Alright, so this is a sentence. What I want you to note is that أمامة is the adverb and الفصل is مضاف إليه مجرور with كسرة. الطالب is the مبتدا and أمام الفصل is the خبر. يعني the ظرف and the word that follows it. يعني أمامة is a ظرف and the ظرف is generally speaking يعني from the مفعول فيه, meaning that they are generally speaking يعني منصوب with فتح. Some of them are مبنيون on ضمة or كسرة and so on. But generally speaking, they're taking fatah. So أمامة is the ظرف. It's مفعول فيه or ظرف المكان. يعني منصوب with فتح. And الفصل is مضاف إليه مجرور. So each sentence should be like this. The next sentence has خلفة, الولد, and الباب. Alright, so I made the sentence. الولد. What about the ولد? خلفة الباب. The ولد. The boy is behind the door. The next sentence. السرير, القط, and تحت. Okay, I want to start the sentence with the subject. القط, the cat. What about it? تحت السرير is underneath the bed. So again, تحت is the adverb. It's مفعول في ظرف المكان منصوب with فتحة. Number three. The words they gave us is عنده, المدير, and المدرس. Okay, so it's possible that this sentence could go two ways. We can start make the subject the مدير, or we can make the subject the مدرس, but it's more likely, it makes more sense that we should start with the مدرس and say المدرس عند المدير. The teacher is in the presence or in the office of the principal. And it's possible to say the principal is with the teacher, but it's more likely that the teacher is with the principal, yani in the principal's office. And that generally indicates a specific place. Yani with the principal means here, عند المدير, means in the principal's office. Alright? طيب. The last sentence, number 5, they gave us الإمام, المسلم, and مع. So again, it's possible it could go either way. The subject could be al-imamu or it could be al-muslimu. We're going to make it al-muslimu ma' al-imami. The Muslim is with the imam. Here, ma' is distinguished from inda in that being with the imam, he could be with him anywhere. If you say the Muslim is with the imam, he might be with him in the masjid. He might be with him in the imam's office. He might be with him in the marketplace, in the park, or anywhere. Because ma' is unrestricted in being with somebody. Okay? Whereas عنده means being with them in the place that's particular to them. So if we said al-Muslim عند الإمام, then you'll understand that he is with the Imam in a particular place, like in the masjid or in the Imam's office. Okay? So this is the homework review sheet that we had for this week. Next week, inshallah, we'll be doing 15, which is going to deal with yani past tense verb. We're going to look at that, inshallah, as a review of what we have studied from the past tense verb next week, inshallah. Okay, after this, we're going to go now right into the lesson. We went over the English key on page 46 and 47 last week. So actually what we're going to be doing now is going over it again. But yani, I went over it last week and we read it and I tried to explain it as carefully as possible. And I hope, inshallah, that I explained it in a clear way. You should have previewed this lesson before last week and you had a chance to review it again this week. So hopefully, yani, as I go through it today, I'm not going to spend as much time, but I just want to review some of the concepts so that it's fresh in our mind. And then we're going to look at the Arabic text on page 92. Even though we read it last week, I want to look at it again and try to identify some of the things that this rule is applicable to in it before we go to the exercises. Okay, so let's go to the English key on page 46. And it has vocabulary words on 47. English key on page 46, lesson 16. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number one. And basically, there are two things that we learned in this lesson. The first one is the most important. It's the core of the lesson. And this is what we want to make sure that we understand. This is an unusual concept, as I mentioned last week. I don't think we have this concept in any other language. Certainly, we don't have it in English. Okay? It says, in Arabic, nouns are classified as either, one, rational, and two, irrational. Yani, nouns are classified as either rational or irrational. They are also called intelligent and non-intelligent. So either of these expressions you can use. You can say that one type of noun is the rational or intelligent noun, and the other type is the irrational or non-intelligent. Whichever expression you want to use is fine. Rational or irrational, intelligent or non-intelligent. So what do we mean by rational and irrational? Rational nouns are those that refer to human beings. So that's easy enough. Rational nouns, intelligent nouns, are those that refer to human beings. Angels, devils, and such beings are also included in this class. Yani, in the class of rational or intelligent nouns. So human beings, angels, and devils are yani classified under rational or intelligent nouns. Irrational nouns refer to other than human beings. Yani refers to things, inanimate things, animals, and concepts. So everything other than human beings, angels, and devils, we'll put in the second category of irrational or non-intelligent, meaning inanimate things or animals or concepts. In the singular, there's no difference between these two groups, meaning the way that we treat them in the singular form, in terms of verbs, adjectives, demonstrative pronouns, relative pronouns, yani, in the singular form, we're going to treat them normally. We're going to use each of these two groups of words, we're going to use, yani, in the singular form, we're going to use a singular ism ishara, masculine or feminine. We're going to use a singular adjective form, masculine or feminine. We're going to use a singular pronoun, for example, masculine or feminine, yani normal. We're going to treat them both equally the same in the singular forms. Okay, there's no difference between the two groups. In plural, however, there's a very important difference. Okay, that's where this rule that we're going to study now in lesson 16 comes into play. When we see a noun in its plural form, there's a special rule if it's from the non-intelligent or irrational nouns. There's a special rule for it. Okay, in the plural form. So when we see a noun in the plural form, we have to ask ourselves, does this come under the category of rational or irrational? If it's rational, we're just going to treat it like a plural. Plural ism ishara, plural adjective, plural pronoun, plural verb form, and so on. Okay? If it is from the first group, rational or intelligent. But if it's from the second group, then now the special rule comes into play. Plurals that are from the group of irrational or non-intelligent nouns. In plural, however, there's a very important difference. Plural of rational nouns are treated as plural. So plural words like they, these, those, and so on are used to refer to them. But the plural of irrational nouns, yani of inanimate things and animals, are treated as though they are feminine singular. They're treated as though they are feminine and they are singular, which means we're going to use a feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi or tilka. We're going to use a feminine singular pronoun like hiya. We're going to use a feminine singular yani adjective, not, like kabira, saghira, even though the word is masculine, even though it's plural. If it's from the group of non-intelligent or irrational nouns, then we're going to treat it as though it is feminine singular. So when we describe it with an adjective, the adjective is going to be a feminine singular adjective. If it's, we're going to say it's big, we're not going to say it's kabirun, we're going to say it's kabiratun. If it's small, we're not going to say it's sagirun, we're going to say sagiratun. Yani the feminine form of the adjective, feminine form of the verb. Yani instead of kharaja, we're going to say kharajat. Okay, even though it might be masculine, even though it's plural, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. That's the rule. I hope it's clear, inshallah. Okay, they gave us some examples. Yani for the akil nouns, they showed us how it looks in the singular and how it looks in the plural. They said, for example, the akil noun, the intelligent noun, talibun. Hada talibun jadidun. Huwa saghirun. Okay, the noun that we're talking about is talibun. It's a rational noun. In the singular, we're going to treat it as though it's singular. So we're going to use the ism ishara hadha, that's masculine singular. We're going to use an adjective jadidun, that's masculine and it's singular. It's not jadidatun, it's not jududun, it's masculine, singular. Huwa, yani referring back to talib, is the masculine singular pronoun for third person. Huwa. We're not going to use hiya. We're not going to use a plural, hum. We're going to use a masculine singular pronoun. Saghiran, the khabar, is also going to be masculine singular. Okay? Look what happens though when we go to plural. Now, we're going to change talib to tulab, and everything referring to tulab, because tulab is plural, it has to be plural. So the ism ishara became ha'ulai. That's a plural ism ishara. The adjective tulabun jududun. Jududun is a plural of jadid. The pronoun hum is a plural of huwa. Sigar is the plural of sagir. So we see that everything related to tulab being a plural, rational, intelligent noun, everything else has to be plural. So we say ha'ulai tulabun jududun hum sigarun. These are students. What kind of students? New students. They are small or young. Okay, so ha'ulai is plural, judud is plural, hum is plural, and sigar is plural. Everything related to tulab is plural. The ism ishara, the nat or the sifa, the damir, the pronoun hum, and the khabar, sigar, is all plural. Alright, so we see in the plural for the rational nouns, everything related to them has to be plural. Now let's go to the irrational nouns, ghayru aqilin, ghayru aqilin. In the singular, everything is normal. The word that we want to use is kitab. Kitab is not a human being, it's not an angel or not a jinn, right? It's an inanimate thing. It's a book, alright? It's not human. Therefore, it comes under ghayru aqil, yani nouns that are irrational or non-intelligent. So, kitabun, we want to use the ism ishara, hadha kitabun. Yani kitabun is masculine singular, the ism ishara hadha is masculine singular. What kind of book? Kitabun jadidun. Jadid is masculine singular. Huwa saghirun. Huwa is a pronoun, it's masculine singular, third person, referring back to kitab. And saghirun, the khabar, is also masculine and singular. It's not saghiratun, it's not sigarun. Okay, because kitab is masculine singular, so everything related to has to be masculine singular. Hada kitabun jadidun huwa saghirun. This is a new book, it is small. Now, let's go to the plural. Yani in the singular, they're both the same. هذا طالب جديد. هذا كتاب جديد. هو صغير. هو صغير. Same thing in the singular. But what happens when we go to the plural? Yani with the plural for the عاقل, intelligent, rational being, we saw that the اسم إشارة, the نعت, the صفة, the ضمير, the pronoun, the خبر, everything had to be made plural. But not so with the plural of a غير عاقل noun. The plural of a غير عاقل noun is going to be treated as though it's feminine, singular. Alright, so here we change kitab to kutub. It's plural and it's masculine, but we're going to treat it like it's feminine singular. So when we use the ism ishara, we're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi. Hadhihi kutubun jadidatun. Hiya saghiratun. Okay, so hadhihi is feminine singular. Jadidatun, the nat or the sifa, is also feminine singular. And we didn't say judud, make it plural. It's feminine singular. Here, it's feminine singular pronoun. Saghiratun, feminine singular, khabar. So we see that the plural for ghayru aqil nouns, even though it's plural, even though it might be masculine or feminine, it doesn't matter, but even if it's masculine, and even though it's plural, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine and as though it's singular. Okay, that's the concept that we discussed last week. I'm trying to go through it thoroughly again this week, even though we already did it before, because of its importance. And I want to make sure that everybody understands. All right. So, after those two examples of the rational and the irrational nouns in the singular and plural form, it says, so regard the plural of irrational nouns as feminine singular. Even if that plural is masculine, even if it's feminine, as long as it's a plural for an irrational noun, all of them, masculine and feminine plurals for irrational nouns, all of them are treated as though they are feminine singular. Likewise, this happens with the verb forms, right? So, for example, the students went out. Note, the students went out. At-tullabu kharaju. The students went out. Remember, when a verb follows a noun, it has to, yani, reflect it being singular, dual, or plural, as well as being masculine or feminine. But here, yani, we see at-tullabu is masculine and it's plural. So we see the verb form is not kharaja, it's kharaju. Yani, which is the third person, masculine plural form of past tense verb. So let's look at the next example. The dogs went out. Al-kilab, kilab is the plural of kelb. Kelb is masculine. Kilab is its plural. So it's a masculine plural, but it's not for a human being. It's not an angel or a jinn. It's an animal. And remember, inanimate things and animals and concepts are treated as though they are feminine singular, even the verb form. So when we said al-kilabu, we're not going to say the dogs, they went out, kharaju, because we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So it's as though we're saying here, kharajat. Here, kharajat. Feminine singular form of the past tense verb. This is the basic rule. This is what we just discussed, treating the masculine and feminine plurals, whether it's masculine or feminine, plurals for irrational or non-intelligent nouns. Their plurals are treated as though they are feminine and as though they are singular. So the verb form, the khabar, the pronoun, the adjective, the demonstrative pronoun, ism ishara, all these things are going to be used in the feminine singular form. This is the basic rule. There are exceptions to this rule, which you will learn later. Okay, so there are some exceptions to this rule. So, and we'll talk about that in the future, I guess, at some point when it will be appropriate. We have learned some patterns of the, by the way, yani, just if somebody's curiosity is getting the best of them, if you want to try to yani, look at it and take a look at it, go to the Quran, not now, but yani, after the class, go to the Quran, Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 36th Ayat, and you'll see yani, an example there of an exception to this rule. Yani, you'll see an example there of an exception to this rule where some things that are not human are referred to in the by ism ishara ulaika, and that's a plural, even though these things are not coming under the rational intelligent plural forms. Okay, and there are other examples also in the sunnah where we see any exceptions to this rule. Okay, so I don't want to go into that now because that's supposed to be something for the future, but somebody might be curious, they might be a little more advanced and they want to go and try to see if they can see an exception to this rule. You can go back to the Quran, 17th Surah, 36th Ayat. Okay, this is the first point of Lesson 16 that we discussed last week, and now we have discussed it completely again today. The second point is very, very brief. I'm going to get right through it. We have learned some patterns of the broken plural, yani in Lesson 13. Here are more patterns of broken plurals. This pattern is mafa'ilu. Notice that it doesn't have tanween on the end. Mafa'ilu. Meme with fatta, the first letter takes fatta, the second letter takes, the fa takes fatta alif, the next letter takes kesra, and the last letter does not take tanween. Mafa'ilu. So the plural of masjidun, for example, on the pattern of mafa'ilu is masajidu. Masajidu. And by the way, another example that's clear like this is the plural of maktabun. Yani, it's plural, maktabun, on the pattern of mafa'ilu is makatibu. Makatibu, like masajidu. Alright, the next example that they gave us is this pattern, or they gave us another example. They said this pattern has no tanween. Okay, this meaning that this plural pattern, broken plural pattern, has no tanween. Because what? Because it's mamnu'a min as-sarf. It's mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, the other example they gave us is daftarun, delfatara, on this pattern, it became دفاتر, like مساجد and مكاتب, except that it doesn't have ميم, but it has four letters, and that's why it's following this similar pattern. Another example that probably they gave us in this lesson, I think, is فندق فا نون دال قاف, became like دفاتر, it became فنادق without تنوين. Okay, so this is a broken plural pattern that is ممنوع من الصرف, like the patterns we had before in lesson 13, two of them that are ممنوع من الصرف, أفعلاء and فؤلاء. أفعلاء and فؤلاء, we had that in lesson 13. This is another broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, on page 47 we had vocabulary, we went over that vocabulary last week. الفندق يعني means the hotel. Its plural is the same pattern of مفاعل, فنادق. Underneath that we have الطائرة, يعني the airplane, and its plural is a sound feminine plural, طائرات. On the next column we have النهر, which means the river, and its plural is أنهار. And the last word is البحر, the sea, and its plural is بحار. Okay, so that's the end of the English key. Alhamdulillah, we covered it last week, and we covered it again two times. This is just really showing the importance of this particular affair. Okay, after looking at the English key once more and studying this concept of the plural for غير عاقل nouns, we want to look at the Arabic text once again. I'm just going to go through it quickly, but I want you to identify the application of this rule in this lesson on page 92 at Darsu السادسة عشرة, the 16th lesson. The mudarris says لمن هذه الأكلام يا محمد, يعني to whom belong these pens, O Muhammad. Okay, how is this rule applicable here? يعني الأكلام, the plural of قلم, it's masculine, but it's a plural for a word that's not for a human being. So it is, comes under the ruling of غير عاقل, so we have to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the اسم إشارة that's referring to it is not a masculine ism ishara like هذا, nor a plural ism ishara like هؤلاء وأولئك. Rather, it is a feminine singular ism ishara, هذه. لمن هذه الأكلام يا محمد. Muhammad says, هي لي يا أستاذ. They belong to me, O teacher. Again, هي is referring back to the pens. And since they are a plural for غير عاقل, we treat it as though they are feminine singular. So we don't use a plural pronoun like هم. Okay, we don't use a masculine pronoun like هو. We use a feminine singular pronoun, هي. هي لي, they belong to me, يا أستاذ. The teacher says, هي جميلة جدا. هي جميلة جدا. هي meaning, not she, but they are very beautiful. Again, referring to the pens, الأكلام. They are plural, but they are غير عاقل, so we treat them as though they are feminine singular. So the pronoun referring to them is feminine singular pronoun هي, which generally means she or it. But here it means they, يعني those pens. They are جميلتون, beautiful. جميلتون is the خبر. Here is the مبتدأ, جميلتون is the خبر. And the خبر here has to be feminine singular when it's referring back to what? يعني الأكلام, غير عاقل plural. So جميلون, nope. But rather, جميلتون, feminine singular, جدا. Then after a pause, he says, وهذه الكتب الجديدة أهي لك. Then the teacher says, and these books, these new books, الكتب الجديدة, أهي لك, are they also belonging to you? Do they also belong to you? Here, the rule is applicable because الكتب, يعني it's the plural of كتاب. كتاب is masculine, but here, in the feminine form, we come under the rule of يعني the plural, I mean in the feminine form, in the plural form, كتاب, the plural of it is كتب. In the plural form, since it is a plural for a noun that's غير عاقل, we have to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the اسم إشارة referring to it is feminine singular, هذه. Not هذا, not هؤلاء, not أولئك, feminine singular, هذه. We could also use تلك because that's also feminine singular اسم إشارة. هذه الكتب, these books, these new books, يعني الجديدة. الجديدة is a not or a صفر describing الكتب. Since كتب is غير عاقل plural, we have to use feminine singular adjective. So we don't use جدد, We don't use jadid, we use al-jadidatu. هذه الكتب الجديدتو. These new books. أهيَ لك? Do they belong to you? Here is a pronoun referring to the new books. New books, يعني كتب is plural for غير عاقل, so we have to use feminine singular pronoun, the mere here. Next line, Muhammadun. لا, here لحامدٍ. These new books, do they belong to you? Muhammad said, no. Here, yani they belong to Hamid. The teacher says, أَيْنَ دَفَاتِرُكُمْ يَا إِخْوَانُ. Where are your دَفَاتِر? Yani daftar means a notebook. دَفَاتِر is its plural, and it's on the pattern that we just had in this lesson. مَفَائِلُ. Yani, like سَنَادِقُ. And like, yani we had it in this lesson, دَفَاتِرُ. نعم. دَفَاتِر. So, دَفَاتِرُكُمْ. أَيْنَ دَفَاتِرُكُمْ. Where are your notebooks? يا إخوانو, O brothers. Ali answers, here, هنا, على هذا المكتبي. يعني here meaning دفاتر, the notebooks. دفاتر, يعني دفتر is masculine, but here is the plural form. In the plural form, we treat it as those feminine singular. So we use the feminine singular pronoun, ضمير here. Here, هنا, they are here. على هذا المكتبي, on this مكتب, this table or desk. Okay, so again, we went through this dialogue last week. We're going through it again, yani just to make sure that everybody has this concept, a very important concept. We're going to study it in this lesson. We're going to have a follow-up on it in lesson 17, and then yani hopefully everybody knows it by then. That's going to be the end of it. We're going to go on to a new concept in lesson 18, duals, 19 and 20, numbers from 1 to 10, 21, review, 22 and 23, all of the categories of Mamnu and Sarf that we have taken in this level 1 course. Okay, let's go to the exercises now. Exercises. The first exercise, yani halfway down the page, it says tamarinu. Exercises. Number one, ta'ammal al-amthilata al-atiyata. Reflect, contemplate, examine carefully the following examples. Okay, so these examples are examples of what we studied in the English key. These are another set of examples showing the singular and plural of عاقل nouns and the singular and plural of غير عاقل nouns. And we'll see that the singular, in the singular both of them work the same way, and in the plural how? Yani the plurals of aqil nouns are treated as though they are plurals. And we use plural ism ishara, plural adjective, plural pronoun to refer to them. But the plurals of the ghayru aqil nouns, we're going to treat them as though they are feminine singular ism ishara, feminine singular adjective, feminine singular pronoun, dhamir. Alright? So let's look at the singulars of both of them first. A group and B group. In A group, the singular, mufrad, hadha, طالب جديد هو من بلجيكا يعني this is a new student. He is from Belgium. بلجيكا. Okay. هذا is اسم إشارة masculine singular. جديد is a not masculine singular جديد not. هو is masculine singular ضمير pronoun. Okay. Let's look at the غيرو عاقل group B, the مفرد though, the singular. هذا كتاب جديد هو من بلجيكا. يعني this is a new book. It is from Belgium. So we see the اسم إشارة is just like in the عاقل word. هذا جديد هو, all of them are just like for the عاقل nouns. Okay, so that means that in the singular they are normal. There's no difference between them. But the difference is when we go to the plural. So whenever we see a plural word, that's when we have to know, do we apply this special rule or not? How do we know when we apply? We have to ask ourselves, is this word akal or ghayra akal? If it's a word for a human being or angels or jinn, khalas, we do the normal rules. We use plural ism ishara, plural adjective, plural pronouns, plural khabar, everything plural. But if it's a plural of a ghayru aqil noun, an animal or an inanimate thing, then that's when this rule comes into play. We're going to treat it. No matter if it's masculine or feminine. If it's a plural for ghayru aqil, Once we go to the plural form, we have to treat it as though it's feminine and as though it's singular. So let's look at the plurals now. For the first group A, akal group, we have ha'ulai tullabun jududun hum min Belgica. These are new students and they are from Belgium. These are new students. Yani ha'ulai is a plural. Judud is the plural of jadid. Hum is the plural of huwa. Okay, so all, yani ism ishara, not, damir, all of them are in the plural form. Let's look at the plurals for the غير عاقل, irrational, non-intelligent noun, plural form. كتب, right? هذه كتب جديدة هي من بلجيكا. Yani, these are new books. They are from Belgium. Notice that here, even though كتب, its singular form is masculine, but in the plural form, since it's a plural for غير عاقل, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we have هذه اسم إشارة. Jadidatun as a not or sifa, adjective, and here the damir, feminine singular pronoun. Okay, that's the first exercise. It's really, yani, reinforcing what we had in the English key concerning in the plurals how, yani, rational and irrational nouns differ in the plural form, in that the plurals of irrational nouns are treated as though they're feminine singular. Okay, this is a new concept. If you haven't studied this before and you heard it for the first time last week, then obviously it's going to take some time to get used to. So we have two lengthy exercises. After that first exercise, we have two or three lengthy exercises. Exercise number two, exercise number three, and exercise number four. All of them are long exercises, yani, that have a lot of practice with this concept of plurals for غير عاقل. Okay, in the first exercise on page 93, our first exercise says حول. Exercise number 2 on page 93. حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. حول means convert or transform. المبتدأ, the subject of the sentence, في كل, in each, من الجمل, of the sentences, الآتيتي, the following sentences, إلى جمع, to plural. يعني convert the مبتدا in each of the following sentences to plural, to a plural form. Okay, the مبتدا in these sentences is going to be an اسم إشارة. Okay, most of them have هذا, some of them have هذه, and the last two have ذلك and تلك. So what is important? What do they have in common? The mubtada in each of these cases is a ism ishara. It doesn't have to be, but in these cases it's a ism ishara. The ism ishara in most of them is masculine singular ism ishara. In some of them, it's feminine singular. Hadihi. And in the last two, it's the ism ishara for things which are far. Ism ishara lil ba'id. Yani dhalika and tilka. Dhalika for masculine, tilka for feminine. Okay, we had these ism ishara, asma ishara, hadha, and هذه and ذلك and تلك in lesson number 1, and lesson number 2 we had the masculine singular forms, and in lesson 6 and 7 we had the feminine singular forms. Okay, so these four, هذا and هذه, masculine and feminine singular, for things which are near, and ذلك and تلك, masculine and feminine singular for things which are far. We had those in lesson 1 and 2. And in lesson 6 and 7. So if there's any question about them, please go back to them. What is important here is that this is the khabar. So we're going to change the khabar to a plural form. Okay, so we're going to change the ism ishara to a plural ism ishara. So we're going to change it to يعني هؤلاء or أولئك. If the word that we're dealing with, when we change it to the plural, if that word is for عاقل, then we're going to change the ism ishara to a plural form. But if that word is غير عاقل in the plural form, huh? When we change that word, yani from the singular form to the plural form, if it's for a غير عاقل word, we're going to have to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara that we use is going to be feminine singular ism ishara. It's going to be a feminine singular ism ishara. So it can only be هذه or تلك. Yani, if it's for something near, it'll be هذه. If it's for something far, it's going to be تلك, because it has to be the feminine singular ism ishara. The feminine singular ism ishara is hadhi and tilka, this and that. Okay, if it's for aqil, then we're going to use a plural, yani ism ishara, like haulai wa ulaika. Alright, so let's look at it. The example they gave us, mithal, hadha baytun, this is a house. So we change hadha to hadhihi. Why? Because bait is ghayru aqil. So when we change it to the plural, buyut, this is the plural for ghayru aqil. So that means the ism ishara has to be feminine, singular, hadhihi. Again, bait is being changed to plural, buyut. They said change the mubtada in each of the following sentences. Allahu alam. But it seems as though they should have said change the khabar. And it would have been clearer if they said change the khabar. Alright, instead of the mubtada, change the khabar. And why do I say that? Because we want to change bait to buyut so that we will know that buyut is a plural for ghayra aql, and therefore we have to use ism ishara that's feminine singular, hadi. In any case, I hope it's clear in any case what we have to do. Okay, so we're going to change the sentence, change the khabar to a plural khabar. If it's ghayra aql, we're going to change the ism ishara to a feminine singular ism ishara. Alright, so the next sentence is hadha najmun. This is a star. The plural of najmun they gave us, nujumun. So nujum is a plural for ghayru aql. So what's the ism ishara? We're going to change it to feminine singular. Hadihi. Hadihi nujumun. These are stars. Number two. Hadha darsun. Okay, you should be reading along with me. And you should be translating also ahead of me. Hadha darsun. This is a lesson. Dars, its plural they gave us, is durusun. So now we want to say, these are lessons. Durus is a plural for ghayru aql. So instead of hadha, we have to use the feminine singular, hadhihi durusun. These are lessons. Number three, hadha qalamun. This is a pen. Qalam, the plural is aqlamun, pens. So we want to say, these are pens. We're not going to use a plural ism ishara. Why? Because aqlam is a plural for ghayru aql. So use the feminine singular. Hadihi aqlamun. Number four. Hadha babun. This is a door. The plural for babun is abwabun. And since it's a plural for ghayru aql, we want to say these are doors. But we're not going to use a plural ism ishara. We use the feminine singular. Hadihi abwabun. These are doors. Number five, hadha nahrun. This is a river. The plural of nahrun they gave us, anharun, anharun. So we want to say these are rivers. Anhar is the plural for ghayru aql. So we're going to say hadihi, feminine singular. Hadihi anharun. These are rivers. Number six, hadha jabalun. This is a mountain. The plural of jabal, jibalun. Hopefully we have memorized some of these plurals already. If they didn't give them to us, we should be able to provide them. But they gave it to us to make it easy, so we just have to apply the rule of the plurals for ghayru aql being referred to as feminine singular. Okay, hadha jabalun, this is a mountain. These are mountains. Yani hadhihi jibalun, feminine singular ism ishara. Number seven, hadha kalbun. This is a dog. These are dogs. Hadhihi kilabun. Kilab is the plural for ghayru aql, so use the feminine singular. Hadhihi kilabun. Number eight, hadha bahrun. This is a sea. Yani, a big body of water. Bahrun. The plural of baharun they gave us, biharun. We want to say these are seas. Feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi biharun. Number nine, hadha kitabun. This is a book. The plural of kitab, kutubun. We want to say these are books. Feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi kutubun. These are books. Number ten, hadha himarun. This is a donkey. The plural of himar, humurun or hamirun. Humurun, these are donkeys. Hadhihi humurun. Why are we using hadhihi? Feminine singular ism ishara. Because humur is a plural That's Ghayr Aqil. It's not referring to human beings or angels or jinns. So it's referring to an animal or animals. Therefore use the feminine singular Hadihi Humurun. Just excuse me for one moment. Okay, how are you?
Hold on, let me scan
it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, finally. Wow.
Well, how long you been waiting for?
I've been in the post office for 6 days.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy down there, sir.
I can imagine. I know it ain't your fault. I'm not saying that to you.
No,
I'm just saying.
I'm just like...
But actually, the delivery company delivered it to the post office instead of delivering it to my house.
Oh, gotcha.
So these delivery companies, mashallah, they're dropping a load on somebody else. Okay, I'm back now. Pardon the interruption. An emergency matter to attend to. Ah, Allahu musta'an. Okay. Let's get back. Okay, so where were we? Himar. Naam. Number 10. Hada himarun. This is a donkey. Hadihi humurun. These are donkeys. Donkeys are not human, so they're ghayru aqil. Therefore, we treat them as feminine singular ism ishara. Hadihi humurun. Number 11. Hada sarirun. This is a bed. The plural of sarir is sururun. Yani, it's a plural for ghayru aqil. It's not a human being. It's not angel or jinn. So we treat it as though it's feminine singular. Hadihi sururun. Number 12. Hadha daftarun. This is a notebook. In plural, dafatiru. With a single dhamma. Not tanween because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Hadihi dafatiru. Hadihi dafatiru. Without tanween. These are notebooks. Number 13. Hada maktabun. This is a desk or a table. Yani the plural of maktab, makatibu, on the pattern of mafailu, like masajidu. Yani these are desk or tables. Hadihi makatibu. Yani maktab is ghayru aqil, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. Number 14. Hada fundukun. This is a hotel. Ghayru aqil plural. Fanadiqu. Also on the same pattern, mafailu. So it doesn't take tanween. These are hotels. Hadihi fanadiqu. Feminine singular ism ishara because it's a plural for ghayru aqil. Number 15. Hadihi sa'atun. Notice we have a feminine ism ishara here. Hadihi sa'atun. Because sa'atun is feminine. It's plural. Sound feminine plural. Sa'atun. It's a plural. It's feminine, but it's a plural for ghayru aqil. So also has to be treated as feminine singular. So we say hadihi sa'atun. Hadihi sa'atun singular and hadihi sa'atun plural. Hadihi is used in both cases because sa'at, even though it's a plural, it's a plural for ghayru aqil. So we treat it as though it's feminine singular. It is feminine, but it's not singular. But nonetheless, we treat it as though it's feminine singular according to our rule. Turning to page 94, number 16, hadihi sayyaratun, with shadda on the ya. Sayyaratun. This is a car. Yani, these are cars. Plural of sayyara, sound, feminine plural. Sayyaratun. Hadihi sayyaratun. Again, in the singular we had hadihi sayyaratun. And in the plural we have, again, hadihi sayyaratun. Because even though sayyarat is a plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular because it's ghayru aqil. Number 17, hadihi ta'iratun. This is a ta'ira. Yani airplane. Hadihi ta'iratun. Yani ta'irat is a sound, feminine plural. Ta'ira, airplane. Ta'irat, airplanes. Yani are ghayru aqil. Number 18, ذَلِكَ. Notice now we have the ism ishara for things ba'id. ذَلِكَ نَجْمٌ. ذَلِكَ نَجْمٌ. That is a star. Yani the plural of نَجْمٌ, نُجُومٌ. Now we're going to use the feminine ism ishara. feminine singular is mishara, but for things which are far, because we had dhalika, so we have to use feminine ism ishara for things which are far. Feminine singular, but for things which are far. So we have tilka nujumun. Those are stars. And the last one, 19. Tilka sayyaratun. That is a car. Again, the plural of sayyaratun, sayyarat. But here we want to use the ism ishara for things which are far. So we use the feminine singular. Yani ism ishara for things which are far. Ba'id. Tilka Sayyaratun. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 2. And basically, and what they're showing us here is that even if a noun is masculine or feminine, when it goes to the plural, if it's for غير عاقل, and all of these words were غير عاقل, right? So it means that we have to treat them as though they are feminine singular. So the feminine singular is either هذه if it's for things which are near, or تلك which is for things which are far. Alright, going right along to exercise number 3. The instruction says, Ashir. Yani, this from Ishara. To point to something with an ism Ishara. Ashir. Ila al-asma'i al-atiyati. Bi ismi Isharatin munasabin. Lil-qarib. Yani, use an ism Ishara to point to the following nouns. Ism ishara munasib, yani an appropriate or suitable demonstrative pronoun for things which are near. So that means we're only going to use hadha or hadhihi. If it's singular, yani masculine and feminine, and we're going to use haulai if it is plural. But the haulai is only going to be used for plurals if it is for akil nouns, plural for akil nouns. But if it's a plural for ghayra akil, then we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular, and we're going to use hadhihi. Okay, so we're going to use hadha for things which are masculine and singular, and we're going to use hadhihi for things which are feminine and singular, and we're going to use haulai for things which are plural, for akil nouns, intelligent, rational nouns. Haulai, if it's a plural word, that's akil. But if it's a plural word, that's ghayru akil, then we're going to use the feminine singular hadhihi. Because we're only using the ism ishara for things which are near. So we're not going to use tilka. We can only use hadha or hadhihi or haulai. Hadha for things which are masculine singular. Hadhihi for things which are feminine singular. And for things which are masculine or feminine plurals for ghayra akil. We're going to also use hadhihi for them. And we're going to use haulai only for plurals of akil nouns. Only for plurals of akil nouns. Because if it's a plural for ghayra akil, we're going to use the feminine singular, hadhihi. I hope it's clear. Well, I hope everybody already did the homework. And I hope, inshallah, that we got them all correct. So now you're going to have a chance to check what you have written. Number 1. You're on page 94, exercise number 3. Number 1. It should read, hadha rajulun. Why hadha? Because rajulun is singular and it's masculine. So we're not going to use hadhihi for a masculine noun. And it's singular, so we can only use hadha rajulun. Going across, number 2, rijalun. Rijalun is a plural. It's a masculine plural, and it's akil. So we're not going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. We're going to treat it as though it's plural. Yani, so we're going to use haulai rijalun. These are men. Number 3, kalbun. Yani, it's singular, so we're going to, singular words, the rule is not applicable. It's masculine, so we use the masculine ism ishara. Instead of hadhi, we're going to use hadha kalbun. Number 4, kilabun. Kilabun is from the plural kalb, but it's masculine, but it's plural, and it's ghayra akil, so we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we're not going to say haulai kilab, because it's not akil. So we're going to say hadhihi kilabun. These are dogs. Number 5, durusun is the plural of dars, it's masculine. But it's a plural for ghayra akil, so we're going to treat it as those feminine singular hadhihi durusun. These are lessons. Number 6, mudarrisuna is a plural for akil, so we're going to use the plural ism ishara haulai mudarrisuna. These are teachers. Number 7, akhawati, my sisters, is akil plural, so we're going to use the plural haulai akhawati. By the way, remember, haulai is used, is the ism ishara used for things which are plural and near. masculine and feminine both have the same ism ishara for plural things near, ha'ulai, and they have the same ism ishara for plural things which are far, ula'ika. Masculine and feminine, shir ha'ulai for things which are near in plural, and ula'ika for things which are far in plural, as long as they are akil. If they're ghayra akil, then we go back to feminine singular, hadihi or tilka. Number 8, aklamun. It's plural of qalam, it's masculine, but it's a plural for ghayra akil, hadihi, feminine singular ism ishara, hadihi, aqlamun, these are pens. Number 9, kitabun, it's clear, it's masculine singular, hadha, kitabun, yani the rule is not applicable to singulars, right? Sayyarat, yani it's a feminine plural, but it's ghayra akil, so we use a feminine singular, hadihi, sayyaratun, these are cars. Number 11, Sayyaratun, feminine singular, hadihi, sayyaratun. The rule here is just normal, regular. Number 12, himarun, donkey is the plural of, yani it's the singular, I'm sorry, singular, the plural is humur, yani himarun, a donkey, hadha, himarun, yani it's regular, if it's not a plural, we use the regular ism ishara. Yani if it's masculine, we use hadha, if it's feminine, we use hadihi. Kutubun, it's a plural for kitab, ghayra akil, hadihi, kutubun, these are books. Number 14, humurun, plural for ghayra akil, feminine singular ism ishara, hadihi, humurun, these are donkeys. Number 15, aynun, it's singular, and remember ayn, even though it doesn't have tarmabuta, it's one of those words, it's the parts of the body that are in pairs, therefore it is feminine. So we say hadihi, Aynun. I hope everybody got this one right, because ayn has no sign of it being feminine. But remember the parts of the body. The hands, the feet, the legs, the eyes, the ears, the parts of the body, the pairs are feminine. So we use the feminine ism ishara, hadihi aynun. Number 16, tabibatun. Yani singular, there's no rule here applicable, this is regular. Hadihi tabibatun. Yani hadihi, because tabiba is feminine, so we have to use hadihi, not hadha. Hadihi tabibatun, this is a female doctor. And number 17, tabibat. Tabibat, yani it's the feminine of tabiba, but it's a plural for aqil, therefore we have to use a plural ism ishara. Ha'ulai is shared by between masculine and feminine plurals for aqil nouns. Ha'ulai tabibatun, these are female doctors. Okay, so this exercise number 3 was designed to remind us how to use the ism ishara. When do we use yani the singular masculine, and when do we use the singular feminine? And that's normal, what we learned originally when we in the earlier lessons, in lesson 1 and 2 and 6 and 7. But then we distinguish that from plurals. When we have plurals, we have to know, is it akil or ghayra akil? If it's akil, then we use a plural ism ishara. In this case, ha'ulai. If it was for things far, we would use ula'ika. Otherwise, if it's not akil, then we could use the feminine singular hadihi or tilka. In this lesson, we only used hadihi because they said, use the ism ishara for things which are near. Exercise number 4 is also with the ism ishara, but this time for things which are far. Okay, so we're going to see the other ism isharas for things which are far. Yani we're going to see dalika and tilka if it's masculine or feminine, and we're going to see ula'ika if it's a akil, plural. Plural for akil, we're going to use ula'ika. If it's a plural for ghayra akil, then we're going to go back to the feminine singular, tilka. Okay, so again, just like the previous exercise, if it's masculine, we're going to use, if it's masculine and singular, we're going to use dhalika. If it's feminine and singular, we're going to use tilka. If it's a plural, we have to know, is it akil or ghayra akil? If it's akil, we're going to use ula'ika, those. If it's ghayra akil plural, we're going to use the feminine singular, tilka. Alright? So the instruction says, أشير إلى الأسماء الآتية بإسم إشارة مناسب للبعيد. Point to the following nouns with an ism ishara that is suitable. Suitable for that which is far. Meaning, if it's masculine, ذلك. If it's feminine, تلك. If it's plural, أكل, أولئك. If it's plural, غير أكل, تلك. غير أكل, plural, تلك. Okay, number one. Number one. ذلك طالب. That is a student. ذلك is for masculine. Number two, أولئك طلاب. those are students. Yani, it's a plural for aqil, so we use ulaika, the plural ism ishara. Number three, ذَلِكَ نَجْمٌ. Yani, it's singular, so it's normal. Yani, masculine, you use ذَلِكَ, feminine, we use تِلْكَ. Number four, تِلْكَ نُجُومٌ. Even though نُجُوم is the plural of a masculine noun, but it's غَيْرُ aqil, so we use the feminine. Singular ism ishara, tilka nujumun, those are stars. Number five, tilka bintun, that is a girl. Any feminine singular is the normal, ism ishara, tilka. Number six, ulaika banatun. Banatun is feminine, but it's a plural for aqil, so we use the plural ism ishara, ulaika, that's shared for masculine and feminine, aqil, plurals. Number seven, tilka darrajatun, that is a bicycle. Yani, darraja is feminine, so we use tilka. Number eight, tilka darrajatun, those are bicycles. Yani, darrajatun, yani, it's feminine, but it's plural for ghayru aqil, so we use a feminine singular ism ishara, tilka darrajatun. Number nine, thalika sarirun, that is a bed, yani singular, so ذَلِكَ is masculine, سَرِيرٌ is masculine, so we use ذَلِكَ, not تِلْكَ. Turn to page 95, number 10, تِلْكَ سُرُرٌ. يعني سَرِير is masculine, but it's plural for غَيْرَ عَقْل. تِلْكَ, feminine singular ism إشارة. Those are beds. Number 11, تِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. That is a chicken or a hen, feminine singular. Number 12, تِلْكَ مُدَرِّسَةٌ. Yani, that is a female teacher. Again, it's feminine singular, so we use tilka. Number 13, ulaika mudarrisatun. Yani, mudarrisat is feminine, but it's plural. And it's plural for aqil, so we use the plural ism ishara, ulaika mudarrisatun. Number 14, thalika hajun. That is a pilgrim. Yani, somebody who performed hajj. Yani, masculine hajj is masculine, so we use the ism ishara, that's masculine, ذَلِكَ. Number 15, أُولَٰئِكَ حُجَّاجٌ. Those are pilgrims, yani people who are performing hajj. Yani, it's plural for aqil, so we use the plural ism ishara, أُولَٰئِكَ. Number 16, ذَلِكَ مَسْجِدٌ. That is a masjid. Masculine singular ism ishara, ذَلِكَ, instead of تِلْكَ. Number 17, تِلْكَ سَيَّارَاتٌ. Those are cars. Yani سيارات is feminine and it is plural, but plural for غير عقل, so we use the feminine singular ism إشارة, تلك سيارات, those are cars. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 4. Exercise number 3 and 4 are showing us how to use the ism إشارة for things which are near or far, particularly if it is a plural for غير عقل, that we're going to use the feminine singular, يعني هذه, or if it's for far, tilka. The end of this lesson for today are the charts that at the end of this lesson. These charts are a little bit involved, but we have a little bit of time left. We have 15 minutes, so it should be possible for us to explain clearly. Everybody should have examined these charts carefully, yani for homework, as part of the homework. I asked that these charts be studied, yani examined carefully. The demonstrative pronouns. Okay, so here what we have is the chart. It says page 95, and a quarter way down the page, Asma al-Ishara lil Qareeb, and then going across the next box, Asma al-Ishara lil Ba'id, and both of these have underneath Asma al-Ishara lil Qareeb al Ba'id al-Aqilu. So these are for rational nouns. Okay, so they show us which ism ishara to use for things which are near, for rational nouns, if they are singular, masculine, singular, feminine, or if they are plural, masculine or feminine, for aqil. Okay, so what they're telling us in the first box, asma al-ishara lil-qareeb, on the right-hand side, al-aqil, they're telling us that if it is singular, then we're going to use the ism ishara that's appropriate. Masculine, hadha, feminine, hadhihi. Okay, so you have hadha talibun, hadhihi talibatun. That's normal, right? Because we're talking about asma al-ishara for things which are near, So we can only use if it's singular, hadha or hadhihi. If it's plural, then if it's plural and these are akil nouns, then we're going to use the ism ishara for masculine plural, ha'ulai for feminine plural, same word, ha'ulai. Okay, so we have hadha talibun, ha'ulai tulabun. Underneath that we have hadhihi talibatun. This is a female student. Ha'ulai talibatun. These are female students. Okay, so that's for things which are near. The next box going across, not going down, but going across. Number two, asma al-ishara, lil-ba'idi al-aqil. The demonstrative pronouns for things which are far, and they are rational, intelligent nouns. Okay, so for the singular, it's going to be normal. Thalika talibun and tilka talibatun. That is a male student, and that is a female student. Thalika for masculine, tilka for feminine. In the plural for aqil, plurals, doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine, ula'ika for things which are far is going to be used. Okay, so we have thalika talibun, that is a male student. Ula'ika tullabun, those are male students. Plural ism ishara for akil, plurals. Tilka talibatun, that is a female student. Ula'ika talibatun, those are female students. Okay, tilka is going to be used for the feminine singular, things which are far, tilka. But the plural is ulaika, shared between plurals for things which are far, whether they are masculine or feminine. Ulaika tulabun, male students. Ulaika talibatun, female students. Okay, so we see here that for the singular forms, we're going to use the singular ism ishara, hadha or thalika for masculine things, hadhihi or tilka for feminine things, in the singular. In the plural, we're going to use ha'ulai for things which are near masculine or feminine, the same. And for things which are far, we're going to use ula'ika for masculine and feminine. Tulab and talibat equally. Alright, so that is how we learn the asma'al ishara in the beginning. Hadha for things which are near masculine, and hadhihi for things which are near feminine. And thalika for things which are near masculine, and tilka, far masculine, and tilka for things which are far feminine. That's how we learned it. Okay, in lesson 1 and 2 and in lesson 6 and 7. Hadha and thalika for masculine, and hadhihi and tilka for feminine. And then we learned in lesson 13, ha'ulai and ula'ika, used for plurals of things which are near, ha'ulai, and far, ula'ika. Doesn't matter if they are masculine or feminine. If they are plural, near, we say ha'ulai, far, ula'ika. That's how we learned it. Now we're learning that for the plurals, there's a special rule if they are غير عاقل. Yani in lesson 13, we used ha'ulai and ula'ika with عاقل plurals. But now in lesson 16, we're seeing that there may be plurals for things which are غير عاقل, and the rule for them is going to be to treat them as though they are feminine singular. So we see here, yani if we go across the chart number 3 and 4, asma al-ishara lil-qarib for غير عاقل, and asma al-ishara lil-ba'id for غير عاقل. Okay, so we have the ism ishara for things which are near, but غير عاقل, and things which are far, but غير عاقل. And when the singular is going to be normal, and the plural, that's where we're going to have a difference. So let's look at both of these charts are for غير عاقل, okay? So in the singular, they are normal, but in the plural, that's where the special rule comes into play. So if we're talking about asma al-ishara for things which are near, then it's either going to be hadha for masculine or hadhihi for feminine. For the plurals, we're going to treat them as though they're yani feminine singular. So it's going to be hadhihi for masculine plurals for غير عاقل, and hadhihi for feminine plurals that are غير عاقل. Alright, so we have hadha baytun and hadhihi sayyaratun. Hadha for masculine, hadhihi for feminine. And the plural, hadhihi buyutun and hadhihi sayyaratun. Now here, buyut is غير عاقل plural, so we use in the feminine singular hadhihi. And sayyarat is also غير عاقل, so we use the feminine singular hadhihi. Now we go to the asma al-ishara, the last chart, asma al-ishara lil-ba'id, for things which are far, and غير عاقل. Okay, غير عاقل. So غير عاقل, we know the rule is going to come into place only for the plurals. In the singular, they're going to be normal. So that's why we have ذلك بيتون and تلك سيارة. ذلك for masculine, بيتون, and تلك for feminine, سيارة. For things which are far, we have ذلك and Tilka. We had that in lesson 2 and lesson 7. Dhalika and Tilka. But the plurals for these things which are far, if they're Ghayra Akhl, and all of these charts here are for Ghayra Akhl, then we're going to treat them as the feminine singular. So you say Tilka Buyutun, not Ulaika Buyutun. Tilka Buyutun, as though Buyut is feminine singular. Tilka Sayyaratun, yani as though Sayyaratun is feminine singular. Tilka. Okay, I hope these charts are clear. I hope that when you studied them for homework and you examined them carefully, it was clear to you. I hope that you understand this principle. Yani, in closing, I just want to say that this is a principle that yani we are not familiar with in the English language and probably not in any other language, as far as I know. Allahu alam. But in any case, if our first language is a language where this concept is not present, then this is a concept that we need to dwell on, reflect upon, contemplate carefully, examine these examples in the exercises that we had in this lesson, examine them carefully, and examine these two charts, or these four charts. Yani, I said two charts, but actually there are four charts, right? There's two charts for Akhil and two charts for Ghayru Akhil. Alright, so please pay attention to the Akhil. It's normal. Yani, if it's singular, we're using the masculine ishara for a masculine noun, feminine ishara for a feminine noun. If it's plural, we're using ha'ulai for things which are near masculine or feminine, and ulaika for things which are far, whether it's masculine or feminine. Okay, in the singular it's normal, dhalika for masculine, tilka for feminine. Ulaika is used for masculine and feminine plurals for ghayra akhl. So we have a plural ism ishara. For the plurals of the ghayra akhl, we have a singular, feminine ism ishara. If it's things near, we're going to say hadihi buyutun, hadihi sayaratun. If it's for things far, we're going to say tilka buyutun or tilka sayaratun, sayaratun. So I hope all of this is clear to us. This lesson, as I said, is a very important lesson. It's an interesting concept. Inshallah, hopefully, yani we have grasped it in these 2 weeks that we have dealt with it. And we're going to look at it again in lesson 17, just a little bit further to make sure that yani we have understood it well. Okay, so lesson 17 that we're going to have for homework this week is going to be a continuation of this concept of ghayru akhl plurals. Okay, so we have a dialogue on page 97, and then we have exercises. I mean, the dialogue is on page 96 of lesson 17. And then we have exercises on page 97 and page 98 and page 99. Alright, so we're going to have 3 pages of exercises, 97, 98, and just a few any more words on page 99. And it's just a little bit on page 99, but 2 full pages on 97 and 98, exercise number 1, 2 and 3, and exercise number 4 is on the bottom of page 98 and top of 99. Alright, so for homework, inshallah, I'll be sending out a homework assignment tomorrow. But for homework, inshallah, we should complete lesson 17. There's nothing, yani, in terms of the English key on page 48, there's nothing there. There's nothing there except that they told us that the plural of himar is humurun and also hamirun. Otherwise, there's no new instructions. There's just some vocabulary words on page 48. And that's all there is for the English key. After that, what you have to do for homework is read through, write out, and translate the sentences that are on the beginning of lesson 17 on page 96. 13 sentences. Read them, write them, translate them, and pay attention to the plurals that are used there for ghayru akhl, and how the ism ishara, and how the not, the adjective, and how the dhamir, the pronoun, and the khabar, and all of that, how it's used as feminine singular for ghayru akhl plurals. These 13 sentences are just showing us examples of how the ghayru akhl plurals, how they are treated as though they are feminine singular in reference to the verb, the damir, the ism ishara, the yani not, the khabar. All these things should be in the feminine singular, mufrad, mu'annath form for ghayru akhl plurals. Okay, after that we have exercise number 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. All of this, except the fourth exercise, is really Fourth exercise is just learning plurals, knowing the plurals that we already had previously. There's just a series of words in the singular. They want us to write out the plurals. So really, we're going to be mainly dealing with the rule of غير عقل plurals in exercise number 1 and exercise number 2 and exercise number 3. Exercise number 4 is plurals. Okay, so that's going to be your homework for next week, inshallah. Hopefully, we'll complete this, all these exercises during this week for homework, and we'll go over them and review them and try to clarify anything that needs clarification in the next session. And then the following week, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to be dealing with lesson 18, which is dealing with the مُثَنَّة. Okay, another new concept, the مُثَنَّة, dual words, dual nouns. Okay, we're going to be looking at the مُثَنَّة, and then that's in 18, and 19, and 20, we're going to be dealing with the numbers, the rules for numbers from 1 to 10. And then we're going to have a review lesson, 21. And then, as I said, 22 and 23 is going to be all of the categories of words that are mamnoom and sarf, that don't take tanween and don't take kasra when they're majroor, that we have studied in this mustawa al-awwal, first level of the Medina program. All right, so these are the remaining things. We're going to complete the ghayr aqul plurals next week with lesson 17. And then we have in 18 a new concept, duals. 19 and 20 we have the numbers from yani 1 to 10. And in 22 and 23, we have the mamnoom and the sarf words. So we have three more things that we're going to cover: duals, numbers, and mamnoom and the sarf categories. And we'll be finished this course. So everybody, please, yani, be diligent in these days in reviewing al-muraja'. Al-muraja'. Yani, is of the utmost importance. Stay on top of it. Read as much as you can. Write out your lessons. Listen to the audios of Dr. Abdurrahim that are recorded, or Sheikh Gulshir, and try to benefit from training your ear from hearing the sounds of Arabic. Okay, we're going to stop here and prepare for the next session. I mean, not prepare for the next session, prepare for Salat. We're going to stop here. Session number 2 is going to be after Asr prayer at 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock until 4:30. And the reason why we're dividing the classes after the prayers now, because the limited time between Dhuhr and Asr is very limited. We're not going to be able to get in enough time for both classes to have a sufficient amount of time. We were trying to do 1 hour and 15 minutes, but even we weren't able to do that. So now, inshallah, we're going to try to give each class 1.5 hours. All right, so we're going to be meeting from 12:30 until 2 o'clock for the first session, and then we're going to come back at 3 o'clock after the Asr prayer for the second session, book 2, from 3 o'clock until 4:30 for 1.5 hours for each session. This should enable us to cover a little more material and yani to not feel yani the pressure of trying to complete a lesson yani in a session yani that's short. So hopefully, inshallah, we're going to be able to take a little bit more time in explaining things, a little bit more time in explaining the exercises, and we won't be yani pressed for time with the extra yani time that we'll have by separating the classes, one after Dhuhr and one after Asr. May Allah grant each of us success in our studies and in our learning of the deen and in our worship, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in our relationship with the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in being better Muslims, being examples of Islam, and giving da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worshipping Allah at home and outside of the home, in public and in private, at work and at school and wherever we might be. Let us be examples of Islam and call these people who are in dire need of the light of Islam. Yani, call these people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.